And now it's time to invite the polished and professional, but by no means high maintenance, Diana O'Carroll, back into the studio for our rather shiny question of the week. Hi, Diana.
Why, thank you very much. Hi, Kat. Well, this week we are polishing up our act.
Hello, my name is David Walwyn and I'm phoning you from South Africa. Many years ago, I was obliged to polish to a mirror finish the leather shoes and belt of a certain sergeant. And the only way of achieving the desired result was to use copious quantities of spit. My question is, why does spit enhance the shine of shoe polish? And perhaps a related question, modern shoes don't seem to require polishing. What surface finish is applied in the manufacturing which gives these shoes an everlasting shine?
So why is spitting good for your shoes?
Hello, my name is Chris Powley-Williams and I'm from a company called Leatherwise in Northampton, the UK. We're quite intrigued by the question posed by Dave as to why spit and polish is so successful on your shoes. And the reason is actually all to do with protein. And traditionally in the leather industry, when we wanted a very highly glazed or highly polished shoe, we used to use the protein that you find in milk, and that's casein. And it would have been applied to the leather surface, and it would have been fixed in place with formaldehyde, or formalin, some people would know that as. And then we would have used a glass block and glazed the actual finish, and that would have given you this really high polish effect. In effect, that's what Dave is doing every time he spits on his shoes, because in your saliva, there's a high amount of protein. So by spitting on your shoes and then rubbing up to a polish, you're actually trying to glaze the protein in the same way we would have done traditionally many years ago. Dave also poses the question, or nowadays, you know, how a finish is different. We tend not to use the protein finishes. They're very brittle. We're not allowed to use formaldehyde in the same way that we used to use it. And so we tend to use a lot of polymer finishes now and nitrocellulose, polyurethane, things like that. And so we can achieve the same levels of gloss, but in quite a different way. One interesting fact we came across ourselves was that actually it's best to clean your shoes when you're happy. The reason being that the protein in your spit or your saliva actually decreases if you're feeling depressed and increases when you're feeling happy. So if you want a really good gloss on your shoes, only spit on them when you're in a good mood, and that should solve all your problems.
So happy spit makes for shiny shoes. And on our forum, JNA noted that you have to spit on your mask when diving to stop it from steaming up. Could it be the same protein at work? Well, I wouldn't recommend going around spitting on other people's shoes even to show them how happy you are. It's a bit of a tongue twister, that one. Well, from the leather capital of Northampton to what I think is a capital idea.
Hello, this is Paul from New Zealand. My question is, a year or two ago, I was daydreaming of a light suit of armour which folk could put on, and it would help uncoordinated fools such as myself to do Tai Chi or ballroom dancing, either by giving me an electrical prod in the left leg or the right leg or left arm or right arm or whatever. Any comments?
Wearable robots, tell us what you think or send your questions of the week to chris@thenakedscientist.com or join the discussion on our forum. And that's at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Diana. We will see you again next week, I hope.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.